Welcome to the BuyerInsights.ai podcast. Today's episode, we're going to look at a business, and they're going to be anonymized, who have been out there for a couple of years. They're actually generating income, generating revenue, but they're still in that scramble mode. Now, they're small and they're local, but why are they scrambling after a couple of years? A lot of it comes down to business fundamentals. Anything you do in life, there are fundamentals that are in play. And with business, it's the same. Sometimes people get into a situation where they've built a business purely by seeing a demand out there and filling it. And then they create a business around that. Before they know it, their costs go up, their margins go down, and they're scrambling around trying to figure out why this has happened. And I think there's a lot of our listeners out there who you're in this same boat. You're a small business. All of a sudden, you're trying to grow. But the costs are just keep getting out of control. You need extra people to help you grow. You don't have the money for that. So how can we look at fixing that? So I think the first thing I would recommend in a situation like this is to, again, go back to fundamentals. Pause. Pull your team together, and if you don't have a team, pull a board together. Find other business leaders out there who can sit down with you and start re-establishing the fundamentals of the business. Then put a plan in place to make sure you're following up on this every 3 months, especially for the first year. Because what you'll do is you'll have action items and you want to engage those action items before you move forward. So many businesses I see don't have good CRMs. They don't have a good list of customers. It's in their phone. If they lose their phone, they lose their list. They're not doing regular cadence of marketing to those contacts, some by text, some by email. But even earlier than that, within that foundational piece, it's the message map. Why are they in business? Who do they serve? Who are their targets? Where are they finding their business? What's worked in the past? What hasn't worked? These are all things that need to be, rather than just conceptual, these need to be brought into a planning document. They then need to break all those things apart into buckets and address them one at a time. What pain points are they serving? What problem are they solving? Why would anyone care? Is there money set aside in the particular business or with the consumer to solve for the issue that they have? Remember, there's so many businesses that homeowners can just say, well, I'm going to just do it myself. If it comes down to needing extra money for that, it's not that hard. I'll look it up on YouTube or look it up on TikTok and I'll just take it on myself and do that. And you're seeing a lot of that. My son taught himself how to play piano without a piano teacher, all by learning online. So there's certain fundamentals that we need to look at. So as a company, find this group of trusted individuals around you and then start breaking the business down. How are you finding your customers? Is your website up to snuff? So many people will build websites with these aggregating companies. Not calling anyone out, but people like Wix, GoDaddy, there's a lot of them out there who will do a very simple, very cheap website. And then when we look at the back-end performance of that website, people are stunned that they're not really getting the bang for the buck out of their website and it isn't working for them, not showing up in search results. No kidding. You get what you pay for. And when you actually don't pay much for something, especially around a website, and you're having people who are just doing basic functions for you, you're going to be in that situation. Remember, you're also looking to build trust like every other company is as well. I think it's a real folly for companies to, let's say, have a Gmail address as their business email. WhatsApp, Gmail, any of these personal free use products, people are not going to trust you when you do and use those. And when you may find, okay, well, I have people who trust me, so what are you talking about? They're the exceptions to the rule. The rule is people are looking for certain markers within their discovery of a business to say that they trust these particular companies. Then you've got to make sure that your website and your outreach is all consistent. I've seen companies with different names, different telephone numbers, even different websites. It's kind of crazy, because at the end of the day, that to me screams there's something not quite right here. So that's another thing we do here at bioinsights.ai. We actually give companies that sort of insight and those recommendations on how they can go and fix those things. So if you're a small business struggling to grow and struggling to get to the next level, we're here to help. Reach out to us at any time. We've got packages for small businesses, small medium businesses, and for enterprise companies. I'm Ian Faith, and again, we'll see you next time on the bioinsights.ai podcast.